Jeremiah 33. Moreover, the word of Yahweh came to Jeremiah the second time while he was still shut up in the court of the guard, that's in the prison. And the first time the word of God came to him in the prison, he was told to buy a field, which everyone thought was bizarre, to use his last 17 shekels to buy a field in Anathoth in Benjamin, that was then under the control of the Babylonians, knowing that one day there would be a restoration and he would have his field for himself. So now the word comes a second time. Thus says Yahweh who does it, Yahweh who forms it to establish it. Yahweh is his name. Call to me, and I will answer you and will show you great things and difficult which you don't know. Concerning the houses of this city and concerning the houses of the kings of Judah, which are broken down to make a defense against the mounds and against the sword, while men come to fight with the Chaldeans and to fill them with the dead bodies of men, behold, I will bring it health and cure, and I will cure them, and I will reveal to them abundance of peace and truth. I will cause the captivity of Judah and the captivity of Israel to return, and will build them as at the first. Again, you see how God's prophecies of judgment upon his people come right next to prophecies about the restoration. Although God did have to judge his people, he did have to punish them, yet that's not what he likes doing. He has no pleasure in the death of the wicked. His greater desire and his greater passion with all his heart and soul, we read in chapter 32, is to restore his people and to establish his kingdom on the earth and to save his people. I will cleanse them from all their iniquity by which they have sinned against me. I will pardon all their sins. This city shall be to me for a name of joy, for a praise and for a glory before all the nations of the earth, which shall hear all the good that I do to them. So one day, this ultimately will come true. It could have come true in some way at the restoration from exile, but unfortunately, most of the people preferred to stay in Persia, and those who did come back, Haggai says, were happier to build their own fancy houses, whilst the house of God in Jerusalem lay in ruins. But one day, that city, Jerusalem, that you can locate on a map, that you can say, I see where it is, yep, that city, you can go there, or you can look at photographs of it, that city one day will be the capital of God's kingdom. It will be a name of joy and a praise and full of glory. Thus says Yahweh, yet again there shall be heard in this place, about which you say it is waste, without man and without animal, the voice of joy and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride, the voice of those who say, give thanks to Yahweh, for Yahweh is good, for his loving kindness endures forever, who bring thanksgiving into the house of Yahweh, for I will cause the captivity of the land to return as at the first. Keep on reading these phrases like, as at the first, you will do this as you used to do, yet again there will again be heard in this place the voice of joy, the voice of gladness. The kingdom of God that will be established on earth is really a restoration of the kingdom of God as it was in Israel in the past. Israel were God's kingdom in the past, but he overturned it, and it would be no more until he come whose right it is, that's finally the Lord Jesus, and I will give it to him. So the kingdom of God as it was in Israel in the past will be restored, but to a far greater extent. Thus says Yahweh, yet again, you see this idea of restoration, yet again shall there be in this place which is waste a habitation of shepherds causing their flocks to lie down. In the cities of the hill country, of the lowland, of the south, and in the land of Benjamin, where Jeremiah had his field in Anathoth that he'd bought, and in the places about Jerusalem, shall the flocks again pass under the hands of him who numbers them, says Yahweh. The days come that I will perform that word of grace, which I have spoken concerning the house of Israel and Judah. In those days and at that time will I cause a branch of righteousness to grow up to David, and he shall execute justice and righteousness in the land." Now, this could possibly have been fulfilled in Zerubbabel, the branch from Babylon, but in the end it talks about the Lord Jesus, the Lord our righteousness, who, through Mary, was the direct descendant of David. A branch of righteousness will grow up to David. Just shows that the Lord Jesus didn't exist physically before he was born. He was the descendant of David, the branch that came, as it were, out of David. In those days shall Judah be saved, and Jerusalem will dwell safely. And this is the name by which it shall be called, Yahweh our righteousness. For thus says Yahweh, David will never want a man to sit on the throne of the house of Israel. That means that David is going to have a descendant who will eternally be king. And that person is the Lord Jesus. You remember when the angel Gabriel appeared to Mary, he told her that you're going to have a child and he's going to be God's son. He will be great, the son of the highest, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David. So this clearly does refer to the Lord Jesus. Thus says Yahweh, if you can break my covenant with the day and with the night, so that there will not be day and night, then may also my covenant be broken with David my servant, that he shall not have a son to reign on his throne. As the army of the sky can't be numbered, nor the sand of the sea measured, so will I multiply the seed of David my servant. Well, the seed of David was Jesus, and yet it's going to be many. And Paul talks about this when he talks about the promises to Abraham, which said the same thing, that his seed was going to be one man in the singular, but also as many as the sand on the seashore. That gets fulfilled in that if we are in Christ, then all that's true of Jesus becomes true of us. So when we're baptized into Christ, we are in Christ. And so that's how the one seed, the Lord Jesus, also is as many as the sand on the seashore, because we are in him, and we are also the seed of Abraham and the seed of David. The word of Yahweh came to Jeremiah saying, "Don't consider what this people has spoken, saying, the two families, Israel and Judah, which Yahweh chose, has he not cast them off? Thus do they despise my people, that they should be no more a nation before them. Thus says Yahweh, if my covenant of day and night fails, then will I also cast away the seed of Jacob and of David my servant. I will cause their captivity to return, and will have mercy on them." So God is saying, don't believe that I'm finished with Israel and Judah. I'm not. Just as surely as day and night go on, I will not forget them. I am going to restore them. Now, that restoration did depend upon, and does depend upon, whether they repent. But the great news is that finally they will. At least some will. And these things will all come true. And because God's love is eternal, he's going to patiently wait for that day. And we can maybe hasten that day by encouraging Israel to repent. And in that sense, we can hasten the coming of this final day.